Wow! Hacks is back for season three. How does it feel?
Watch this. Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max. Hacks is back on Max.
Okay, let's do. Imagine me, a woman with a late night show. Pat, how was your experience? That would never happen. Imagine not because of me, it was because of no woman.
Taylor Tomlinson, Lily Singh.
I know, but they're not being given couch, and they should be given couch.
They should be given
Taylor
couch.
Taylor should be given couch.
I give great couch.
I that give would great be, couch.
That would be such that a would be joke such, in yeah. like 2013.
The subway ad would be like, she gives great couch.
We're here to talk today about the show Hacks on HBO Max.
So, hey, Pat, I'm late night. If there's a world, imagine a complete fantasy land, a utopia.
Well, it's funny that you say this because, you know, season three of Hacks really deals with Deborah's coming off of a huge win at the end of season two, and it was so fun to write.
Well, you got to keep dreaming.
I do think season three is the best season.
That is so exciting. Yeah.
And so,
well, I have to say, your clip, I'm floored. You're such a great actor. It's so funny. It's so well done. Like, the timing is exquisite. Like, it's so like. Tonally, it's just so
directed by Lucia Aniello. Yeah, so good. She's such a good director.
I was gonna say you were so well directed in that clip. Yeah. Like, tonally, it's just even. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then they just make it is so nice when I mean I've only been in a few things on screen, but it's nice when they make you look good. And I think that
you
they
look
do
great.
A really good job.
And Hacks is back for season three. And sorry. And what I'm excited about, and you know, I'm so excited, is that so is the official Hacks podcast,
right, which I was also lucky enough to appear on.
Yes,
there's no video component, but I did show up looking absolutely next Tuesday, just in case. But so just know as you're listening to it that I look fully see you next Tuesday the whole time.
And other guests include Hannah Einbinder, of course, Jean Smart, and Jay Smith Cameron, the director of photography, the costume designer, and other members of the cast and crew. And you guys are all talking about the creative choices that went into making the show. Is that right?
Yes.
And thanks for joining me on my late night show.
Yes, we were talking about where it was fun when I went on because like we were talking about that day of shooting and like how it was. And then we also were just talking about like, as viewers will know at the end of season two, Deborah and Ava part ways. And and there is quite a bit of finality to it where many people thought it was the end of the show. So we talk about like what that process was of like coming back and deciding how we wanted to bring them together and like and when we should and that dance. And it actually is so fun. I do love TV writing. It is really fun to me, and it's so fun to talk about that process like a year later.
Pat Regan, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you are going to get to hear all those stories. If you like that, there's a whole podcast about it. It's not this one. It's called the Hacks Official Podcast. So y'all, don't mess around. Watch my friend's show, Hacks. I'm not actually in it, which is okay. So watch Hacks and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcast. All right. Love you guys.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget. Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey! My name is Mrs. Coffee.
And my name is Mr. Espresso Esquire, if you're nasty.
And this is for the nasty freaks out there who want to hear about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. Because, in fact, this is a podcast
about those things.
And it's called Seek Treatment. And we're here with one of our favorite people on planet Earth. A rare repeat guest back in the studio for the second time. We have America's sweetheart. Put your ears open for Sarah Sherman.
Good morning.
Can I ask you, are you dropping Swarm?
Lean this.
No.
I need you to get back
now
to
Now that
Swarm.
You have mainstream appeal, are you dropping Swarm? Yes or no?
No, I
yes
can't. Or no? I can't.
Did society make you drop Swarm?
No, it's actually something that's
Pink.
Kind of...
Always being compared to damn Britney Spears.
You just scared me.
I can't be Swarm. I'm on SNL.
You scared me that Pink dropped the exclamation point when I said that.
Well, she did drop the
exclamation point. No, she didn't.
Yes.
Why?
Years
no! ago. No! Wait, how did you spell it?
What's Mrs. Pink's last name?
Pink spells it with an I now.
I'm not familiar with Pink, except my chemistry teacher sophomore year, Miss Beverly. Love Pink.
I would, in this current climate, I would 1,000% pay for tickets, receive those tickets, go present those tickets, and consume a Pink concert box.
You've seen what she does.
I've seen what
you
she does.
You swallow it whole. And take those silks down your throat.
I always remember watching Bethany Frankel's review of the Taylor concert, where she was like, it was amazing, okay? You know, she went up there and she performed her butt off for 3 hours. Was it a Pink concert? No. Because Pink.
I didn't know Bethany's a Pink fan.
I think she just really respects what she does on stage.
She just like invoked Pink like as if she was Cher.
But I saw the funniest TikTok. Yes, I did see a TikTok about where Pink is like, she's like literally catapulted across a stadium and you could hear her voice getting quieter and quieter. And it's so funny.
I think it's because she doesn't necessarily have it. So she's like, she's putting in the work.
Like a prop comic.
Yes. And so she is achieving it status through like stunts that have never been seen.
But she does have the voice. But you think she doesn't have the charisma?
I just don't think she has like X Factor. Really.
Did I ever tell you have I ever told on this podcast the story I heard about Pink once?
No, I'd love you to tell on this podcast story you heard about Pink.
So when Pink got her first, when Pink at the time having pink hair, having the exclamation point, being squirm.
Imagine the pressure to keep your hair pink.
When she was retaining the squirm, she got her first big record contract and they were like, you're gonna be rich. And the money, like, wasn't really coming the way they said it would, like, in terms of, like, you know how everything in this biz, it's like,
when was this?
I don't know the year, whenever Pink was, like, getting her first contract.
Pink is also ageless in this way. Anyway.
But she's 2000 LA in a weird way.
Yeah.
It must have been, like, I feel like I'm Coming Out was around 2002, so it must have been, like, the late 90s, early aughts.
She is very squirm. Pink exclamation point is very squirm, and then she's queer baiting constantly.
She is the...
So Pink signs her first record contract, and it's not coming in. She is coming to terms with how Hollywood works and Hollywood is. So she goes to the gas station, and it's a job pumping gas. Ooh. And the record execs say, Pink, you're a big star. We can't have you seen out there pumping gas. And she goes, where's my money then?
Me after my Netflix special, I'm totally pumping gas. At the Mobile on 8th Avenue. I'm like, hi, Mr. Netflix. What are the stats?
Anyway, that's the Pink story I heard one time. I think from Pink's mouth via television.
Now, did anyone make you drop squirm or you give it up willingly?
Did Lauren Michaels call you into his office and say...
Lauren F. Michaels.
Lauren F. Michaels.
Well, when I got the job, he was like, well, you can't be squirm on the show.
You're like,
really?
Well, and then I was kind of like, you're actually right. Yeah. He's like, it's distracting. And I'm like, it is distracting.
I will say, when I first came to know you, I was like, but what is it?
No,
but I will say, you now been able to show everyone like what a talented actress you are, how multifaceted you are.
That's interesting.
And I don't think you could have done that with Spur, maybe.
Because
you are a secret actress, but you never told us before.
Well, actually, and here's the thing, I'm so bad at acting that I need to, I have seen myself acting and I need to go to acting school. And this is me putting
You're a professional actress.
But it's something I realized recently that I told you this, I need a full face, head, body replacement.
Face, head, and body replacement.
When did this start?
I don't know. I think it's because it's pencils down.
Yeah,
it is literally pencils.
Will pencils ever be picked back up?
It is Mike pencils down.
I think it's fine.
Yeah.
Wait, what did you say?
I said, will pencils ever be picked back up?
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's so funny. I'm so out of the loop with the industry that we took this essay writing class this summer. So I went ahead and with someone and I was like, it is the summer of writing. And they're like, no, it's literally pencils down summer.
I'm so sorry. You're in essay writing class and it's like, everybody needs to be in class.
Yeah.
I actually need to get my ass back to that class because I've been feeling so uncreative since I finished it.
I know.
I just interrupted you, but no, please you speak your truth.
No, you didn't.
No, I did. I actually did. You were standing in your power and speaking your truth.
I was saying,
hanging out with you is like being on the best drug in the world.
No, I know. By the way, and I came, what did I say? I came into your apartment and I said, guys, I'm low E today. I'm not going to bring it because I've had a poop attack.
What do you mean by poop attack?
I just woke up.
She got the run.
Pure diarrhea spewing.
Do you have your period?
I just ended it. And then I went to acupuncture yesterday and she was like, it's probably from your period. And I was like, I don't know.
You know what? I don't want to tell you.
Tell me though.
Last time we like truly hung out.
Go.
My only positive experience I had in Miami, Florida.
And do you know that?
Why were you in Miami?
Remember New Year's?
We literally
I wasn't invited. I want to be open about this.
It was gay guy day.
But we were having such a bad day, and then we were just going for a walk and ran into you and had such a good dinner. But then I like vibed out with like those guys you were with. I just started telling the guys you're with about old seasons of Real World, and they were into it. The straight guys were into hearing me talk about old
seasons. My straight guy boyfriend, and yes, I'm straight. I like tell that to Pink.
She wants to call me for a date.
Not only are you Pink, not only are you straight, but you've been at Monog for so long. You've been in love for so long.
But imagine how powerful it would be if you and Pink became a queer couple.
You and Pink.
She was fling me across on her slippers away.
You see her little aerial silk diaper.
If you and Pink became a queer couple, that would be the most electric thing.
Women in grabs if you want them.
You know what it'll be giving? It'll be somehow be giving G-flipping Chriselle. It'll be
them out. It'll be two G-flips, kind of.
Totally. I know. I guess you're the Chriselle when you're Sarah Normal.
When I'm Sarah Normal, I'm the Chriselle. That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
What?
Is that you called me a Chriselle.
Yeah, you could be. Compared to Pink, you're a Chriselle. Every relationship is one Chriselle, one G-flip.
It could be cool if Pink had really long hair for like a year.
Oh, she would look sexy like that.
She would literally, like I think like no one would be able to recognize her.
Do you think she'd light up the night?
She had a long wig in the music video for that anti-feminist bop, Stupid Girls. Oh. Maybe if I just like that guy will call me back.
I know that.
I don't want to be like Stupid Girls.
See, you know a lot more Pink songs.
I know every Pink song.
That's too much.
Wait, you're a fan.
I guess I am.
You're just like a pal.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Anyway, the best one is, if someone said 3 years from now, you'd be so
I'm sure I already said this on the pod.
Punch the head out.
Okay, Pink has Maroon 5 disease where it's like, you hear a song and you're like, yeah, I hear that all the time. But you're like, wait, that's a Pink song?
Yeah, that's like the Target disease. That's the Walmart disease.
Yeah, I want it.
It's on when you're looking for Sunblock at the Walmart. But it's.
I love being in Walmart.
Wait, who are the two straight guys?
One of them was my boyfriend. Yeah. One of
love
was,
Dan.
Love Dan. And Dan, by the way, still talks to this very day, not lying. You're not going to see a single lie just slip out of my lips.
Yeah.
He talks about how the funniest thing he's ever witnessed was you doing your Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I said it. I said her first and last name, Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I wish my middle name was the Vampire. And last name Slayer.
Slayer.
I did that in my life where I said. Oh, she was like, police can't fight demons. I have to do it. She's like, how many times have you watched blood on my clothing? You still haven't figured it out? Well, it stops now. No, it doesn't stop. It never stops. Do you think I chose to be like this?
Oh.
Do you have any idea how lonely it is?
Wow.
How dangerous? I would love to be upstairs watching TV or gossiping about boys or God even studying. But I have to save the world again.
I'm in trance.
Buffy, you need help. I'm not crazy. What I need is for you to chill.
Yes. So good.
Sorry.
And then you literally, like, you can do a full grad school PhD dissertation on Buffy in a way that, like, on the spot. Like, it was like, we were, like, literally.
And no one asked for it.
No, sometimes we wanted it that
way. Sometimes I worry that I don't care or know about anything.
Well, I
except
don't.
Myself.
I'm a jack of all trades, master of none. I don't know anything. And you're an expert.
I'm a jack of.
You know a lot about movies and music, and you.
That's so interesting that you could say that.
You know that's true.
I don't know. I'm so depleted from.
Remember when you fell in love with movies over the pandemic?
I have to say two things. And I said. Music is life. Our movies are God.
Oh, what's your favorite song? God is an easy life to dance for. Tomorrow, a praise from Pink.
No, that's not Pink, is it?
God is a
dancer. Wait, you're an expert on Pink.
Is that Pink?
I'm going in time hacking.
I thought it was like Cheryl Crow. Or something.
No, but it could be.
Yeah.
That's not the same song.
I'm not Lady Gaga.
You are.
No.
Wait, are you saying she's the only expert?
I'm saying I'm not Lady Gaga. No, I'm saying I don't like her.
I
feel like I look like her, act like her, and I'm like
Well, because you're Italian. Everybody knows that.
Oh my God, I told Brian this. I once went on a Tinder date where a guy said I looked Italian.
I can't tell.
And Brian goes, you look Jewish.
Brian.
It felt nice, it felt like exotic and sexy. Leave but us. I'm a Russian Jew with a little bit of Irish.
Oh, a bit of a look at
what
that.
Are you?
Leave the name when I say this. I thought I was Jewish.
That's so
as a compliment.
It's like the meanest thing you can tell. As the most Jewish person anyone's ever check the arm hair. It means you're funny, right? That's what
I
it
don't
means.
Know what it meant.
Neurotic.
I don't know what it meant when he thought that.
But like it means you're like good at talking and you could like schmooze it up.
He's Jewish. After all.
Is totally. He?
God is a DJ. Life. I'm literally typing life is a dance floor into my Google.
God is a DJ. Yes. Is life is a dance floor. I'll never hit the ground.
Wait, you fell in love with movies over the pandemic?
No, I was just like sucking them up. Like I was literally like, maybe the pandemic isn't so bad considering how much I'm sucking up movies right now.
Which flicks?
Well, you know what I watch. actually when I was doing sit-ups and push-ups in my little
apartment. Oh, my God. See, I cannot imagine that.
I was watching. You have to see me do a sit-up and push-up.
I want to see it. Let's go to the gym together.
I can't be seen. This is what I do at the gym. I don't wear glasses or contacts at the gym because I think if I can't see anyone, then no one can see me. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm so blurry that I can't see anything, so that way that means nobody can see
me. Well, you know, I think that when I wear sunglasses, there's no way anyone will know who I am. I went to my college reunion, I get pulling them off going, it's me, and they'd be like, you look fat as fuck. Which isn't bad, which isn't bad, which isn't bad.
Well, because you're a diva deluxe, that's what you are.
I'm diva deluxe gaga. I'm gaga, but stretch it out, make it tall, make it big.
I'm literally laughing too hard to speak.
People won't be able to listen to this because it's literally three people on KK.
And this is me talking slow because I had a poop attack and I'm actually kind of out of it.
So what have you been up to and why are you in a bad mood?
And what do you mean a poop attack?
I had a lot of poop come out.
Okay. Oh my God.
Well, what do you think it means? Do you think a poop attack means that she couldn't poop?
It could mean a lot of different things. Oh my God, I keep having this weird diarrhea. It could mean, I was like out walking and I really had to poop, and but it was normal because I had to go. It could mean, oh my God, I kept pooping, but normally. It could
and
mean,
what do you think?
And I don't like Steven talking about poop.
I know, but here we are.
You're reverse of the scatological.
We don't like, we don't talk about.
You're talking to Sarah Squirm.
Here's what I like.
As a gay man tasked with anal sex,
true.
It threatens my very sexual being.
Let me tell you this. I'll talk about poop all day. I won't even say the word on my podcast. I don't like the other thing.
Pee?
No, I love pee.
Piss.
The other option.
Diarrhea?
Oh, farting, because farting. You know what farting is? It's very Miranda Sings. It's very X.
Can we talk about that?
Toxic
gas train. Oh, by the way, this will come out in truly October, so LOL.
It's still going to be relevant. You want to know why?
Why?
Because the wreckage of her
presence.
Casey Wilson. Shout out. The wreckage of her presence, like the wake will be felt for generations to come, truly. Like the
wave from the short story.
Yeah. I told just about a short story.
I should keep thinking about that.
Yeah, it was so good. There's an essay that someone wrote that I read one time. Actually at a retreat at Molly's.
Anytime anything is said, shout out.
No, literally, shout out.
Shout out in October 2023. I just want to say the plot of a short story.
Can I just say really quick? Basically, can I say something that I take from it?
Okay.
Ignore the short story of it all.
Great.
This woman died from a crazy wave on the beach.
Oh!
And
which can happen, by the way.
And her partner wrote, like, the way that waves form is that wave was forming years, months, days before. The wave is, you're not in control. The wave's on the way.
Yeah, like you're living your life in a completely different country. There's like, already in existence a wave that's going to kill you in 8 months.
The Miranda wave.
Well, no, she can't. She actually is definition wave because I actually think that she knows not what she does.
I know.
And that she's true. She is a true, like, the wave of the Miranda Sings started before she was born.
Yeah.
She was destined to be where she is now.
Wow,
she
could
do
chills.
Nothing to stop it. No, I'm going to.
Do you think I was destined to be where I am now?
We are all destined to be.
But why am I not more successful?
Because
isn't that weird?
You are successful and you are going to be really successful. And
but didn't you think it should have happened?
I think this about myself too.
You're on the most famous comedy show in the world.
Yeah.
But, and
yeah, sorry, hey, babe, sorry.
And
sorry,
nevertheless, babe. She persisted to not be able to sell any tickets to her Boston show at the
Wait, when's your Boston show?
Well, before this comes out.
Well, how many
people? I know, but tell me, because I have
Are
a
you playing
show.
Mass Evos?
No,
mine's in a deli outside of Boston, but that's okay.
where? Medford's cool.
Yeah, I'm not saying anything. Medford? I'm saying, when's your Boston show? Because I'll be in the area.
August. So if you stick around.
Yeah.
Stick around for 2 months. So you had a poop attack. Now what's been going on besides that? Since you...
we could talk about the poop attack. Are you saying what's going on with the poop attack?
No, not at all. No. I want to know. You've been touring.
I've been touring.
How's it going?
It's good. And then in the middle of the night, in a panic, what do? I text Miss Catherine Cohen and I say, who is your vocal doctor?
Oh, yeah, did you go?
Yes. We are, you are going to, okay.
Can I see your cords?
I have it on USB drive.
Are you obsessed with watching them flutter?
I'm obsessed.
Do they not mean abusing?
We all are. We have to be taking care of our instrument. And you are the only person who's going to ever want to talk about this.
It's my passion.
It's your passion. No, and it's everything. Because the throat chakra, how we communicate, how we relate to the world, how we express ourselves. Like, if you are not treating your instrument with the respect that it deserves. We are athletes of the mouth.
100% athletes of the mouth is the title of it.
What should I do?
We need to be literally waking up every single morning doing our exercises.
Do you do that?
If I'm performing, yeah.
Apparently we need to be doing it every day.
I have a lot of questions. One, wait.
So okay. I strained it on tour. I feel like
you've always struggled because you scream a lot on stage.
I'm a screamer.
But it's a part of like also what makes your act so funny.
You're
so what does he say about that?
I'm a screamo. Well, I actually go to shout out a Melissa Cross.
Shout out.
Screamo legend.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering about.
She literally was the screamo coach for like Chris Cornell and like the guys in the dessert. Like she's a legend.
Wow.
For, like, a scream, and it was funny, like our shared vocal doctor, I was like, oh, I go see Melissa Cross for screaming lessons. And he was like, well, you're the most normal person she's ever sent me.
That's
a guy.
So funny.
It's a guy.
He's no, definitely not gay. He's so serious.
The fact that I chose
gay people can be serious.
Oh, sorry.
I laughed so hard. I laughed so hard.
That's not what I meant. I said he's straight. And
you're being accountability squad right now.
I know I am.
You're what?
She said you're being accountability squad right now.
What's that?
It's like gay people can be serious.
Yeah.
I know that there's, trust me, there's plenty of boring ass gay people.
I wonder
gay people
like,
can stand to be a little less self-serious. I just won a Pulitzer.
So how to go with the doctor?
Okay, so this is what's blowing my mind to the smithereens is that women.
No.
Yes. I know. Literally, women have to push harder literally to be heard.
Mm-hmm.
So most women have something called pseudocysts on their vocal cords.
Do you think I probably have that because my voice isn't quite masculine?
Do you push? Do you feel like
you
push?
You don't lose your voice like that.
I don't lose my voice.
You don't lose your voice.
But don't you think that this voice isn't necessarily like, it has to work to come out. It doesn't feel effortless.
No, actually, what I would argue that your voice is so, it actually comes from like, a spiritual realm that like no one can even think of.
You're straight serious while goes grabs my crotch and says, this is where it's coming from.
It's pelvically motivated. No, I think your voice is like channeled from like a spirit realm. Like
okay.
You have like one of the most special voices in the world.
Oh,
I agree.
I hate my voice and lately I hate my laugh. And then,
there's nothing makes me happier than your laugh, I swear to God.
It's one of the, and I'm going to say something controversial. My favorite comedians on the planet have the most singularly unique voices.
Like who?
Like Todd Barry, like no one could ever talk like that.
Yeah.
Like that comes from somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like Maria Bamford even, like that, no one can ever. That is a voice that can ever.
Do you feel like God is literally shining through you when you're doing your thing?
I feel like I'm definitely channeling. I feel like I meditate. I'm a bad meditator, but I meditate on stage in the sense that I achieve flow state when I'm on stage.
Yes.
And that's why I've been abusing my voice because I'm so, I'm like kind of like possessed basically by
yes,
a demonic
100%.
Energy. And so I'm not being mindful of how I'm treating my phone, which is everything.
Also, people have different kind. Like everyone's built different. So like some people can abuse their cords and they get by, but like mine are very fragile.
Like Adina, doesn't she like treat her voice bad?
I don't know.
But you treat it so well. Like, the way you're talking right now is, like, very mindful.
Because I've been through hell and back.
One time, my gay person told me Idina Menzel treats her voice bad.
Sure.
And no, she doesn't. Actually,
so you're saying they knew that serious fact and they were
gay? What was I going to say? Oh,
you wanted
just, like, to jump. I just had to jump back really quickly to Miranda sings and just say that I'm going to say something really brave, which is, like, the video, like, the song, like, 10% worked on me.
100%. In what way?
I don't know.
It didn't work on me.
Yeah.
It made me think, this is a person who is so far from knowing what's real.
Total, 100%.
You sound like her, team that told her she couldn't say what she wanted.
Yeah, I'm on her team. I'm pivoting.
And someone who loves to ingest and metabolize, I put that video in the realm of, like, psychotic YouTube video of like a crab exploding. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm glad that it exists. I'm glad that she spoke her truth.
I can't stop watching those videos of people like slicing open like balls of foam.
Those are cool. I think those are good for the spirit.
They're incredible, but they're a real time suck.
I saw a TikTok that was like, enough about triggers. What about the glimmers in your everyday? Things that make you want to be alive. Not really yourself.
Interesting. Delete it.
Yeah.
I like
glimmers. I deleted Instagram from my phone.
You did. And I think that's brave. I think that's amazing.
But
I do that 7 times a day.
Yeah, I probably will re-download it.
Then I get it back.
I don't have TikTok. But someone sent me, my friend Izzy sent me a TikTok account that then I have to watch on my desktop so it doesn't, whatever. But it's a woman called like Parmesan Hands. And she gets like calluses so badly on her hands that she has to like cheese grate the whatever. Sucks. And that's the only reason I would download TikTok. But other than that, I think we do have to be off the grid.
What about Wood Soup?
We have to be on the. What about Soup?
I know we have
Wood
to be
Soup is an account I like on TikTok.
No, what is?
Bowl. Picture this. Giant wooden bowl of water. Close wooden bowls. Stirs it. It sounds so good.
Oh, it sounds so good.
Are you an ASMR girl, Lena?
No, I wish I was more, but a little bit.
You would make literally $85,000 a week if you did ASMR.
I would love any way to make money with what I have going on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so talented, it hurts me.
I think I'm gonna.
It's actually true. Yeah,
you know, write a piece for Bustle.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
Show. Yeah.
What's it gonna be about?
It's going to be about, I think, well, this won't come out in October, so if it's not out, it means I didn't do the assignment.
We can push it.
Yeah. It's going to be about. It's like on the heels of the Kyle Mauricio thing, like these women who are these reality women who are
who go G flip mode,
who go G flip in their 40s. Yeah,
it's so it's on the website.
Go G flip mode in their 40s.
To go G flip mode.
It's on like Kyle Richards and Mauricio. This is what's so going on with this is coming out in October.
So is Kyle gay?
Kyle, there's rumors that she's been married for 27 years, and in many ways, their marriage has been like. Yeah. One of the most stable marriages in the Bravoverse.
It's like in the Americana scrapbook of like if we were supposed to look at like stable loving relationships like in history of like American television. Like,
but I've always felt like where there's smoke, there's fire, and there has been
100%. And he's a weed head, guys.
Guys, actually, like there's very few house husbands that there's no smoke around. Like there has never been smoke around Dorit and PK. There's never been smoke around.
What there's so much. Oh sure.
Anyways. Mauricio and Kyle, like, were like that. And then, like, there were rumors that, like, she hadn't posted him for a while. No one knew what was going on. She kept posting herself with this, like, G-Flip-esque trainer she has.
Oh,
and then, then it came out that they separated. But it's not confirmed that she's full G-Flip mode, right?
I'm going G-Flip.
Is it bad that I so believe that where there's smoke, there's fire to the point where, like, I literally believe that any piece of gossip, drama, or rumor is true?
Totally.
Because, like, where else
probably is true.
I know. Well, that's what... When I went on the bitch sesh a couple weeks ago, it was like when like there were theories, but before this broke, and they were asking me, "Are you shocked?" And I said, "Do you know any? Maybe it's I'm too jaded, but like any house husband, I think there's a 10% chance that they're cheating. Not even that Mauricio was cheating. Like that rumor. I mean, that rumor came out during like the Vanderpump Kyle fight season, but like." I just think anytime there's people on reality TV, there's a 10% chance their marriage is, like, about to implode.
Well, it's like, you're talking about the most demented swath of human beings on the planet.
Totally.
So it's like, what's the trainer's name?
Morgan...
Morgan Wallen.
Wallen.
Yeah, that's not her.
Oh, Morgan Wade. Oh, that's a different... That's a country singer.
Oh, is Morgan Wallen the person... There was someone who hosted SNL... This year, who I was like, not only have I not heard of them, but no one's ever heard of this person in the world.
The person who
was a country person. I'm sure they're the most popular person in America.
Well, there's that country person that's covering Tracy Chapman, and it's like going. There's a big country person.
Oh, is this the girl?
Yeah.
You really are hacking into the mainstream right now.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
What? There is something. I know you're going to be writing about this in your Understanding the Assignment essay on Bustle. By the way, you want to hear the deepest, darkest secret I've ever told in my life? One time I looked up my name on Twitter to see if anyone had ever said Sarah Scorm Understands the Assignment, and no one had ever.
You looked up your name?
I looked at my name on Twitter one time after a sketch.
Oh, God.
And just to see
people love you, though.
If they love me more, they'd buy tickets to my show at the Wilbur in Boston 3 months before this came out.
Yeah.
Selling tickets really keeps us humble, doesn't it?
It really does.
I had a hard time selling tickets in the UK, and it was just like, but I felt, you know, it's tricky because sometimes you're like, I wish I just played a smaller venue so I wouldn't be stressed like this.
I know, but then you play a smaller venue and then you're like, oh, wouldn't it be fun if I had like a really nice mic right now? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Goes both ways. Pros, cons.
I'm kind of offended that my like team didn't be like, since my Belha show is sold out, like, hey! They didn't be like, Belha wants to do another show. You know what I mean?
I'm sure they would want to do another show.
That's like 700 tickets.
I know.
That's a lot.
But
that's
I haven't performed like an hour in New York in so long.
I can't wait.
I was really humbled.
You see, I want to come on the 30th. You want to go with me?
Yeah. I think I'm hosting. Jack Mensinger and Eric Rahill are doing half hours.
Host it, girl.
Shout out.
Yeah. Maybe check it out. Check it out posthumously in October.
No, I'm happy for them. They're funny. I'm already sold out, so I don't need to worry about them.
That's so cool.
Jack Bensinger.
I don't know him, but Eric's so funny.
Two of the funniest people on the planet. And shout out.
And already shout out.
Oh my God. I was invited to a taco party. You guys.
Ask me how many things I was invited to before the July.
Oh, I invited myself.
Oh, I literally forced Eric Rahill to grill a hot dog.
That sounds incredible.
I diarrhea.
I actually haven't been feeling good since my hot dogs, so that makes me feel any better.
What do you think's going on? Maybe
let me tell you this.
No, please.
First of all, do you want some Pepto? You know I always have some on tap.
No, you know I'm
Pepto on tap.
You know I'm on literally a cocktail of Pepto and Imodium and things that like don't even have words.
Well, shout out.
Shout out to Imodium.
You know, I finally arrived. If you're listening, if you're following our serialized podcast that has plots and storylines, my fiber that Jake Cornell recommended that an older gay told him about and said I've been bottoming for 50 years. This is what you get.
Gorgeous.
I got that fiber, so we'll see how it goes.
Oh, so you don't know how it works?
Well, I haven't taken inventory in terms of like, oh, I'm about to get fucked, so I'm sure everything's good. So that's always the test, isn't it?
Might I recommend psyllium husk?
Yeah, of course.
I got scared of it because one time I bought it and there were too many warnings.
Oh, no. I never want to. I don't read.
You shouldn't. I don't read either. Warnings, at least.
Okay, so far, out of the shows you've done, what's been your favorite city and least favorite?
Oh.
And do you have an opener or you just do an hour?
I'm bringing Jack.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. What's interesting is, oh my God, wait, look at me, I stopped getting interesting. Look at me,
no,
I stopped. The funny,
you're
you
still
see the
doing
funny
it
drain out of my face? You know what it is? Because I saw myself reflected back at me.
Oh, I always do that.
And I went, oh, whoa.
I can't look, it's too bright.
I'm going to flash the camera.
Let it go. You look
good. You are like shredded beyond a wildest belief.
I know, this is a more thank God.
I'm jealous.
I am so jealous.
Okay, so best city, worst city.
You know what? And tell me if you agree. Yeah. I love performing in Chicago because
it's your home. It's where you got your start.
It's too much. I feel more pressure to perform in Chicago than I feel anywhere else.
Because
they're like, we made you, bitch. Like,
yeah.
And they've all seen every single one of my jokes because I haven't written any jokes since literally 1922.
How could you? You're working every day, every
second.
Thank
you for saying that. I thank you.
Chicago.
Thank you,
Sarah. Your schedule's in soon.
Well, you know what is I'm being so impressed by?
What?
Is that this Little Miss Muffet came out with a full Netflix special and already has a new hour.
You know why, Little Miss Muffet? Because
sit on my tuffet.
Because sit on my tuffet. Shut the fuck up. First of all, turn around, sit on my fucking tuffet, bitch. Because I started writing this new show in 2019.
Yeah, but how did you have a whole hour even before that?
Because I started that one in like 2016.
The numbers, I'm cracking the numbers right now and I'm carrying the ones and the twos and they're not making sense.
I,
so
Little Miss Muffet, I spun around. I thought I was filming my special in 2020. So 2020,
oh,
I was like,
she's eating curds and whey this way.
Oh no, the whole time I'm absolutely housing curds and whey. I'm ripping through the
curds and whey to the face.
Meanwhile, I'm going wee all the way home. The house is still on
so
the
I'm going to be, I have nothing new, so hopefully I'm going to do this show for like a year, film it, take it all the way to the fucking bank, dude.
Yeah,
ride your tuffet all the way home, have a big party and live, and hopefully people will care this time.
My new story that I want to do at my
I don't want to be down on myself. I know people care. I love you.
Yeah.
Everybody, it's all the news that's fit to print. I literally open every single newspaper and it's going, I wanted to see the show, but I was not around.
Well, I'm sure I'll be doing it again.
Okay.
You'll be seeing it so many times when I stick it. You'll want to get off my tuffet.
No, I'm literally like, I can't believe there's a whole new hour. I have to see it and everybody's writing my, it's amazing and I want to see
but
it.
But didn't you see my show in Edinburgh? It's very similar.
Yeah. No, because our shows are at the same time. You just had a show.
Okay. So you just had like Veronica Mars.
I love it. No. When I tell you what
you had Raven Simone.
Oh, I can't wait to tell you this. You're going to throw up in your mouth. I just saw the name of my super and I flashed back to my last text I sent my super. So I have been playing a bit of a game of chairs with air conditioners in my apartment. And so I had one in the room, in the living room, but it was too heavy. And that was one of those ones that's on the floor, but you still need to connect it to a window, which I didn't
know.
At the point, I'm like, why don't I just get a window unit? Anyways.
I
love you guys saying, anyways. It's like so like I'm in middle school writing my journal going, anyways.
I say anyways all the time in my morning.
Do I say it?
You both are saying, anyway.
Well, I think what I've ever gotten from you.
Triple flames. But I, so, anyways, got, like, all of this, like, these new air conditioners, a quiet one from the living room, and then I moved the another
the loud one from the bedroom. So you can ride that top of it.
And my lovely super Eric is always
shut up.
He always says, if you need help installing air conditioners, I love to do it. And
I love to do it.
And for a small fee, I would love to come in and do that.
That's actually really nice.
And so I always give him that opportunity and that work. And so
you lift up that voice.
So he came in to switch all the air conditioners. So I have the one that's on the ground, but goes into the window anyways, on the floor of my bedroom. I go away to Fire Island for a week, come back after 2 days, because I'm traumatized. So the
everyone wasn't being off. Serious enough.
I put the dog in her crate. I lie down, turn the air conditioner, and go to sleep. I feel like a bug on me. I knocked it off, whatever. But it keeps coming back. I'm like, why is there a bug?
No.
I turn the lights. The entire wall is covered in flying insects.
Oh!
There's insects everywhere. There's thousands of insects.
Wait, when did this? How did you not tell me about this?
Because I was ashamed. They all went into the air conditioner while it was off because it was when it got really hot. They were everywhere. It was 1 a.m. My dog is like, it must have been the day I picked up April because it was her first day back.
Oh, that's horrible.
And so, like,
what did you do?
I ordered like 5 cans of Raid from a pharmacy that was open all night. I literally just walked around my entire room spraying Raid all over the Raid, everything, just Raid everywhere, all over my bed.
I'm glad you're still with us.
I know, I would have been. Well, then I slept on my couch that night. And April was like, what's going on?
So wait, how can I avoid that?
But then it hasn't happened.
Getting
in
those macros.
Yeah.
I got her macros. How can I avoid that?
I don't know.
What happened?
They all must have gone into the window, the little opening, and like, because it was hot outside, lived inside of it for those 2 days I was on Fire Island. And then when I turned it on for the first time, they were like, oh my God, wait, I don't love this, and came out into my room. It was like biblical.
They can travel through the air conditioner room?
I don't know, but I wish you could see the whole wall covered in bugs.
I wish you took a picture.
I do believe you, but I am confused.
It was a horror movie.
That's really awful.
It was the horror movie phenomenon.
And then I was going to get it fumigated, but then it was fine. Like, after the Raid, like, I sprayed literally every inch of my room with Raid and opened all the windows and, like, didn't go in for 24 hours. And then they were all dead, and I, like, vacuumed them up and then, like, washed everything. And then now it's fine.
Do you know my personality? Last night I went to pee in the middle of the night. I see a cockroach run by. I'm just like, okay.
They don't bother. They don't bother me. It's the flesh and blood that bothers me.
Yeah. Like a rat, a mouse.
I've had the cutest mouse before.
Oh, me
but
too.
But I don't like the flesh and blood. Whereas like cockroach is basically plastic. Like insects, they are
but
freaky.
To me, insects, like, and no offense to anyone who loves insects, like, they are all.
Nicole Kidman, if you've seen her eating insects on that YouTube video.
I haven't.
It's an amazing movie.
Why does she do that?
Well, they're talking about insects to me that are, like, inherently evil. Like, I believe insects are, like, sent to us from Satan, and, like...
They are very, like, plague.
Yeah. Well, there is, like, arachnophobia is spiders are the things that look the least human. Like, everything that, like, humans create...
That makes me so scared.
Even buildings, like, follow this, like, human symmetry that we, like, understand, like, the Vitruvian Man. And everything, like, man-made follows, like, human understanding.
Yeah.
And, like, insects and spiders are so the antithesis of human understanding.
That's fascinating.
Which is why aliens... Yeah. And, like, we imagine that aliens are insect-like.
And don't octopus have, like, alien DNA?
And that's why they're so smart.
I don't care about octopus.
I hate them. I think they're evil. humans.
I think they're... What about the guy who had the best friend?
Don't care.
Okay.
Never
were they lovers?
Must have, right?
Yeah.
Must have done, darling. What are you most scared of in the world? Like,
what am I most scared of in the world? Yeah. Can we keep going, even though he's
pissed? Of course, yeah. Oh, there's no rules.
He's going to beep me. What am I most scared of in the world? You know what? Well, this isn't, and this is going to be very 2008 by the time this comes out, but I was so entrenched in the Titanic submarine situation.
Interesting. I gotcha.
It really got me in a way because I was like, I can't meditate very well, but if I'm trying to meditate, I picture myself at the bottom of the ocean and I'm like, that's the most calming idea. The most calming situation I can create in my mind's eye is the idea of just me peacefully at the bottom of the ocean and like seeing like rays of light like pouring through
the
waves.
So beautiful.
But it took it away from me. I made the ocean a site of horror, of abject horror, because it created a new kind of horror that, like, I had never even... Because, you know, in your anxiety spirals, you can think of, like, every horrible thing that could ever happen. And that actually, like, new horrifying idea just dropped at that.
Interesting. I guess I've always feared drowning, so...
I never have.
It's just the, I've been like pulled over, pulled under like by a wave once or twice. And it's just like, it's the scariest thing in the world.
Because you're afraid to surrender. You're afraid to lose control.
Of course I'm afraid to lose control. What could my lender do to you? It's back to business.
Okay, period. Oh, I'm experimenting with
new. It looks really good.
Do you
yeah.
really think so?
Yeah, that's because why I asked.
It's the benefit, super fine point. It's like red and it's like a brush and it has a
is
very
it thin?
Fine point.
Is that thin marker?
It's kind of, I would say she's sort of robust.
I'm going to look it up. Okay. I'm going to hack the mainframe. Wait, benefit. What do you, I use Maybelline. Precision.
The new picture that just dropped of you. I literally.
Which one?
The one with you with the gorgeous little bow peep bow in your hair.
Oh, thank you. Gorgeous. You know, we're both really good at doing our own makeup. I have to say.
You did your own makeup in that?
Yeah.
No.
And oh, I literally saw no.
I don't know
Benefit eyeliner red.
True. Well, I saw that.
You're just like a pet.
That.
Oh, I see. That. Oh, that's nice. Yeah, it looks really good.
Do you want to know what I want to bring back, by the way?
What?
Rachel Zoe going, I'm dead.
I know.
Right?
Did it ever go away?
Kind of.
Well, she invented so
she
much.
She invented everything. Rachel Zoe really invented. I die.
You know, I started doing because, friend of the pod, Chelsea Fry, always says it. She's always like, scream, I'm screaming, I'm screaming. I'm like, I have to stop saying it.
Like, she couldn't be less screaming if she
goes, I'm screaming, I'm screaming. She's like, no, I'm screaming. And she goes, kind of screaming.
Do you know when I met you the first time?
Wait.
I just got locked up.
I'm trying to get there.
We
but I'm at the bottom of the ocean. I just closed my
eyes. We met this stand-up show. You were in town before you moved to New York or even to LA, I think. And it was like this venue in like East Williamsburg that has like barrels everywhere of whiskey.
I know exactly.
Oh,
what you're talking about.
Dan Cotta show.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's where we met for the first time. Mm-hmm. That was a good show.
That was a good show. Yeah.
What made you the most special girl in the world?
No, are you kidding? I need you to say that.
I don't know why. Like, but as soon as we met, I was like, wait, most special.
We fell in love instantly.
That day was so fun. Beautiful. Now this is the one question we ask.
Huh.
Since you were last on the pod, who were you? Who are you? And who do you want to be?
Oh, that's so interesting.
Yeah.
I was last on the pod,
so much has changed.
Yeah.
So that's like, I'm actually going to throw up because that makes me feel like I'm 72 years old.
I specifically remember you were living in Chicago and you were like, I have this open mic. I like literally can pay my rent with it. Like, I love it. I don't think I'll leave Chicago.
Do you want to hear something that's going to make you cry? Well. So, shout out to Cole's Bar and Grill, Cole's Bar in Chicago, where I was hosting that mic. That was my first comedy job I ever had. It was Coleman Bryce, owner of the bar Cole's, if you can believe such a thing like that. I paid rent from that open mic, and that was my first comedy job, so it was really like special to me.
Yeah.
And literally, when I did my show in Chicago, he was sitting for
no.
row with the whole staff
no.
of the bar, and I literally saw
him. Where in Chicago did you perform?
Talia Hall.
I had Zanies. You like that?
That's so... You're so comedy cool.
No.
You're a fucking comedian.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, because it's 6 shows a weekend. I know. And literally, every time I see him, I'm going to start crying. So I'm like, you're the one, queen.
Yeah.
I remember everyone. Don't you guys remember everyone who's helped you and been nice to you?
Because it's like, it all it takes is like... Somewhat, because you feel so crackpot crazy being like, I guess I'm going to go be a comedian. And
yeah.
It's like, says who?
Yeah.
And then one person is like, you're a comedian. And look, here's like, I'm going to pay you to be a comedian.
I know.
And it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
I know.
And that changes the game forever and ever.
Yeah.
And I want people to, I want people to have that.
Totally.
I'm not going to be that person on this.
I'm not Cole. I'm certainly no one's Cole.
I think you have lots of people.
I'll bring myself to your show.
Well, who is like your first? Oh my God.
I don't know who mine is.
I just remember Daniel and Alan at Club Cumming like gave me a
song.
Yeah.
Wait, your person was literally Alan Cumming. That's a major laser. Seriously.
There's a major laser.
This feels so like late in the game, but I guess for me it would be like Paul, Jen, and Lucia.
No, 100. Totally. Because is that when you felt like the most like
I was like, oh, I'm a TV writer. These people 100%. Like I have no credits and these people like let me write for their show.
That's the smartest thing they've ever done.
Yeah, I mean, you're one of the funniest people in history.
No,
you know
no,
that.
No,
you know
no,
that.
No, 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 no,
you don't have to accept it. We know it.
We know it. It's going down in the history books. You don't have to read the book.
It's going down in the book. I believe this.
The last time I went to Saturday Night Live, I was so stressed out because they were announcing in the back and they were like, well, you were about to do Jewish Elvis.
No,
and
that,
they were
you
like,
were there.
I was there and they were like, Sarah Sherman to the floor. And then like 12 times, they're like, Sarah Sherman to the floor. And
you?
Literally, it sounded like a woman was in tears. She's like, Sarah, it's Sarah.
That is is so
what
funny.
What is she doing? What is she doing?
You saw a really intense moment.
Yeah, well, I heard it.
Because it was like, everybody was like, you need to be in position before the camera, it goes lights, camera, action, you know, you're live.
So magical, so magical.
So magical. You can't actually, like, so grateful. Like, it's so, you're right. It's so magical. It's so magical. You're right. I can't believe you saw it because that was like, you have to be in the position before it's lights, camera, action. And I had a quick change right before. That's and like right. Jewish Elvis was very like,
it was so funny. I loved it.
I just had to, it was like, it was a hard one to do because it's all you.
Yeah.
Like if it's like
it
you
was
can't
all you.
That's dream.
And it was like one of the, you know, the sketch is like you're reading off cue cards, like the job is reading off cue cards, but I wanted to achieve this effect where I like switch my eyeline from camera to camera to camera.
Yeah.
Really fast.
Yeah.
So it's I had to be off book, which
that's
is
so
by
hard.
The way, you're not allowed to do that. And so, and I shouldn't have done that. But but I wanted to be able to like swing from camera to camera.
You're not
like,
allowed to do that. Why? Because they like to change it last minute.
They change it last minute and you can maybe not know. Not that you're not allowed, but it's like you can maybe not know if there's a change and then it's like other people are relying on you.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is, you know, it's a domino effect.
It's also so iconic, like that look, just like the tone. When you just think of all your favorite SNL bits, it's always like them like reading and breaking and laughing and killing, and it's like so fun.
Well, no one was ever like, no one was really breaking that one, but
I broke
were breaking. But they were
we were breaking.
Look at me,
I was breaking so much watching Frasier the other day.
Tossed out and scrambled up. You want to hear the funniest joke in my head that's not funny in real life?
Yeah.
I always think it's really funny to sing to myself the first. And maybe I hear the blues are calling, tossed, scrambled, and salad.
Oh, that's funny. I'm breaking.
I'm not breaking.
I'm screaming.
Just switching words.
But that sketch was so, like, dependent on, like, me just delivering it to the finish line. And I was memorized and doing it off book so I could achieve this effect that I wanted, which is so, like.
No, you gotta care.
And then, so I knew I just had to, like, have my mind right. So like I had a really fast quick change right before that with a crazy different wig and like whatever blah, blah 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 blah. So I needed to take the time to center myself and walk really slowly and like meditate for a second.
Oh yeah,
which meant that I was going to be late for a sketch that was live on television. But I was like, I knew that I needed that in that moment.
Yeah.
So they were all screaming and they were going like, tag on four. And I was like, I know I wrote this sketch. I know that my character doesn't come in until page 3.
Yeah.
I know that I just need
it. I want to have that woman on the,
She's amazing. Jenna Ross is on her. She's a fucking genius. And you have to have her on.
The woman who was screaming.
Oh, let's have her on.
In the last
season. Who's your best friend on the show?
Jenna Ross is on her.
Wow.
Like, literally, the stage manager. She is, like, the fucking GOAT.
She's the Legiana.
She's a Legiana, and she's cool, because it's, like...
It sounds like her job is so stressful.
It's so stressful.
Like, all I can do is talk in this loudspeaker, and the person has to be there.
I would die.
She's the stage manager for a live show with, dare I say, 1,000 moving parts. So, and it's, like, literally, where does that... That job doesn't exist anywhere else in the world, besides, like, the Grammys. But it's, like, there's not that much going on. No offense. There's not that much going on in the Grammys.
Yeah.
So
I don't watch them.
I certainly have never seen them.
Couldn't catch me. Couldn't
you could tell
me
that the Grammys actually have never aired.
The Grammys are on right now. I'd be like, of course they
yeah.
Oh, it was, like, when
they're
I
usually
had,
on.
Billie Eilish is always on.
The Grammys
I had my
are
birthday party
on
the Oscars. I, like, literally text everyone, like, oh, my birthday. Like, everybody come to my birthday party. And
who
then
cares about the Oscars?
Everybody responded, I can't come to the Oscars. I was like,
what are you talking about? There's not even TV anymore.
I was like, what do you think you're... Are you the Queen of England who's going to the Oscar to get nominated? Like, seriously.
Drop back in. Who are you now?
Who am I now?
Yeah. You're touring, you're on vacation, you're in love, you're a movie star.
Oh my God. I am... You know what's interesting? I thought that being on SNL would fill every hole in my life. Like, I'm like, all I need is, like, one good, awesome job, and I will be cured for the rest of my life. And it's, like, you're just in a... I'm always in a constant state of being, like, anxious and... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's, like, I thought that being on SNL would solve my constant fear that I won't be able to fill enough tickets to fill a room. But it's, like, it's actually just worse. Now I feel like there's more, like, pressure, the room's bigger, blah, 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 So it's, like, interesting. I'm still, like, basically the exact same person. Nothing has changed. Literally the exact same person.
I think that's wise words. I think that's always the vibe.
Well, and that's why I have a poop test.
Well, it's, like, you get bigger and they book bigger rooms so that you still feel bad about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
One of my, like, core memories is being backstage with you, Sarah Squirm Sherman, at the Lyric Hyperion Theater
in
2018, and you going, we should both be millionaires. And me going, I know, why aren't we?
I know, look at us now. It's like,
we're close. Closer than before.
Definitely closer than before, but far away.
I do feel extremely far from being a millionaire. I'm going to be open about that.
And I'm going to be open. And I want everybody to be very clear about how not a millionaire. Because everybody thinks people you're a millionaire.
Because you're on TV. If someone's on TV, it seems like they'll be rich.
But it's not how it works.
It's not how And, like, everything I do is really expensive. Yeah. Like, the live show that I do has like a lot of crazy videos. Yeah. And now, actually, where am I now, actually, is that now I have at least a little money to pay people to help me make good. Awesome videos.
I want
to
help.
Yeah, please.
Can I be your PA?
100%.
Me bringing Koof.
I'm going to be that person who announces you're going to shoot them live, and I have to call everyone and say, Catherine, we need you.
I actually need you doing this during my live show. Hey, guys. Put your phones down.
So what's your dream? Who do you want to be?
And how long have you been dating Mr.
10 years.
Mr. 10 years.
Do you
want
to have a wedding and be married after that?
Is that bad that I don't?
No, but when you're famous, you have to have a wedding. Even if it's a quiet ceremony, so there could be something where it's like SNL Sarah Sherman.
Quietly wed long-term boyfriend.
Yeah.
Well, actually, literally the only reason I would want to have a wedding is because so few people showed up to my birthday party that...
Do it on the Oscars
and see who's real.
But I'm literally like, well, I still haven't had a good party yet.
When was your birthday?
Yeah, we weren't invited.
No, you were. You were filming.
We're Dakota Johnson.
You didn't invite us on.
You both were invited.
I believe you.
I'll look through my emails.
Let's get to a wedding on your birthday on the Oscars.
And you guys are wanting to get married.
To each other.
100%.
I'm not necessarily wanting to get married.
I don't. It's so, you know what? I have no desire to be married. I have no desire to have a family.
Me neither.
I was going to say, do you want to have coods?
No, I literally, this is so, I want to be literally thinking about myself for the rest of my life and doing my little projects. That's where I want to be going, is doing my little projects for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I want to be doing my little situations.
I'm scared because I want everyone hanging out of my house.
And you're afraid if there's a baby, we won't run over it or something?
No, I'm saying I need to have, like, kids around so everyone's just, like, around.
I feel like when there's a kid, you, like, don't want to be around because what if I say a bad word?
Oh, I'm going to say fuck the second the kid's born. I'm going to say, welcome to the fucking world. Kiss on the head. Welcome to the fuck. I'm turning British after I get burned.
You guys have the cutest babies.
Brian's just this will be the sexiest dad on planet Earth, so it's, like, kind of got it.
Yeah.
Something was just delivered.
What could it be?
I hope it's a package.
Oh, can we do a live unboxing?
I think it's probably dogs. No, I think the dogs are coming.
Critching, cratching. Wait, why are you guys acting like we're done recording the podcast?
We're not.
No, there's just someone actively pushing down my door. We're recording, but you can just
We're recording, but like that actually, it gives like, you have to add flora and fauna to the podcast.
It brings life.
You know what I like?
They were just running all over the building.
I mean, well, she's like teething.
She's the licking.
She's clean.
So you bathed her?
Yeah.
The shelter said that she was born in April of 2022, but Charlie thinks she's younger, and I actually agree.
And you're grooming her?
Yeah, because she's so puppy.
This is what I need. I want a dog that's literally this big. For the listeners at home, I'm holding up 1 inch.
Yeah.
That doesn't pee.
I know.
Or
I know.
Lick.
She all I can think, licking. I don't mind licking, but if a dog didn't pee or poop, I'd have like 7 of them. But your entire life becomes about thinking about your dog's pee.
She likes showing off.
She likes to sit like a human like this.
I love her pussy area.
She loves showing her pussy.
I love her smooth pussy.
The pussy?
Well, I'm not touching it.
I'm not touching it.
Where did she touch you?
She likes showing it off.
She's proud of what she
does. Is this just on my body? Do you guys...
You have a perfect body.
Have you ever looked at my arms?
100%. I'm looking at them right now.
Look at this.
I'd
be Jennifer Lawrence if I had this.
If I literally had boobs like you, no one would ever see the end of them.
Do you know what? comes with having massivos? Massive everything else.
I want huge pecs.
I think you should wear like an Hervé Lejeune bandage dress tomorrow just to see how it feels.
But for the listeners at home who can't see, 0% of my body is visible what I'm wearing right now. At all times, basically.
Yeah, you always rock the oversized.
I'm literally wearing...
But you are still so beautiful.
Oh my God, there was drama.
You're so feminine energy.
I'm so beautiful without my glasses.
There was drama in the dog
person. I like your glasses.
Thanks.
You don't really wear them very much.
Well, I'm actually kind of transitioning into contacts. And by the way, if we want to talk about contacts for 1 second, do you wear contacts?
No.
Neither of you?
We're rare. We have good skin and good eyes.
You have good... Yeah. You guys really do.
It's a nice looking deal.
That's cool. It's called a personality.
No.
I see.
My tooth missing.
I like your tooth
missing.
It's
like so like Johnny Depp in a cool way. Okay, like when Johnny Depp is like... Getting replaced with what?
I miss Lilith Rose.
Fake tooth?
Fake tooth. Fake tooth? You should get a shiny gold one.
No,
I don't think so.
Yeah. I'm going to get regular teeth. I'm going to get one that looks like a tooth.
If you get, but what if you had a personality too?
I'll always remember when tooth gem.
You'd rock some tooth gems.
Here's the thing with a tooth gem. I go, okay, let's see how that works. Okay. You want to mess around. You want to mess around with your teeth like that? Okay. Seriously. messing with your teeth? Okay. That's a $75,000 problem.
I'll always remember, like, being little and, like, going to bed and my parents going to a Halloween party and they came in like to say goodnight and so we could see their costumes. My mom was going as a hockey player and she like blacked out one of her teeth and I was thinking like, that is so funny. Like, what a funny idea.
You thought your mom was rock and roll.
Yeah. My parents would never dress up. I can't imagine that.
They don't dress up for Halloween.
Well, they were young. They were like, no offense.
No offense.
Your parents are older than mine.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, compared to you.
Well, in current day, yeah.
Well, your parents are like rip-roaringly young.
They're 58, 59.
They started having children when they were like
27.
Oh, whoa.
Guess what? I was an accident.
Really?
And look at the blessings that has brought.
They go, whoa. And
they go, oops.
Long Island parents.
Yeah.
Wait, how is your family?
East Northport.
I just went there. They're doing great. Aww.
Are they so glad you're back on the East Coast?
They literally can't even, they literally can't get enough of it.
You really were, like, pretending you loved L.A. in this way that was, like,
I love L.A.
It wasn't working for me.
You do love L.A.
Yeah.
That's, you know what? I actually have no desire to go back there at any moment in time because I get the thought of being dehydrated. Like, I just, like, when I'm in L.A., I'm dehydrated. It's dehydrated.
What do you think that's about?
The desert.
It's very dry, yeah.
The desert sucks everything you have.
So what shows do you have coming up this summer?
I'm on tour the whole summer. I'm paranoid about the tour because I have to be taking care of my instrument, but I get so carried away.
When do you think the strike will end?
Literally, no. Here's the thing, by the way, nobody knows.
I know.
I think with The Voice, it's just about taking such good care outside of the show that when you're in the show, you can let loose.
I know, but there's even things that you have to be doing when you're letting loose that's taking care of it while it's happening.
Yeah, that's just like practice.
Sometimes I'm like overthinking it.
I know.
I never take care of mine, and it's perfect.
Because your voice is actually channeling from like, you have a cord of energy.
Yeah, it is.
If I was a man.
So, do you guys have a crush of the week?
Oh! Wait, go first.
Okay.
You go first.
My
crush of the week.
I should say crush
is the ocean.
Oh, really?
Even
with the wave?
Even with the wave, because I went swimming in the ocean on 4th of July, and it was like, it's medicinal.
Do you want to hear something so fucking crazy?
No.
5 people were bitten by sharks on 4th of July on Long Island.
Yes.
And nobody's talking about it.
Wait, yeah. We have to make
where on Long Island? Like Robert Moses, Jones Beach, what's going on?
Robert Moses.
Yeah.
Well, that's fucking
you must have
scary.
Been a Jones Beach girl growing up.
100%.
Why was Robert Moses?
And you know that's where I saw Alicia Keys live in concert.
I never went to a Jones Beach concert.
Why?
I never was like included.
50? Oh my God. 50 sharks spotted at one beach in Long Island.
Do you know
that's like
mean?
Me with the bugs.
Well, yes. Well, do you know what the bugs? I think this is all related. I think that sharks the planet like is coming back to
you think what?
The planet is coming
yes.
back.
Yeah, as it should.
In 5 years, things will be different in a bad way.
100%. I'm afraid of.
If I had gotten bitten by a shark on my 4th of July in Fire Island,
I would have laughed and laughed. I would have laughed till Kingdom came.
Mrs. April.
Did you guys see the video of the woman on the plane being like, that guy's not real? There is this like viral video of a woman.
What
and,
is
like,
she on?
She's on Truth. Period.
I have to show you guys a video. I don't even want to say what it is on air. I can show you guys a YouTube video of someone who's on something.
I can't see that.
I
want to
see it if they're on Truth.
Okay, my crush is the ocean. What's yours?
That's my so crush cool. is twofold. One, I have to give it to Pink since I learned in this podcast I'm a huge fan. Mm-hmm. Two, my crush is
Major Lazer.
Captain's brother Charlie, but taking such good care of April.
Oh, I know he really is.
Well, this makes you Australian because I heard that Pink is like literally huge in Australia, and she sells out arenas. 12 times
she must be so rich.
Yeah.
Because that Walmart's not paying it for free, honey.
That Walmart is not paying her for free.
It's just like it's making you better because it's making you
down. What about you? Do you have one?
My crush of the week is this Diet Coke that I'm drinking.
How cute is it so small?
It's so
I hate
small.
When small
so,
I love when they're small.
Why? Because you want all of it.
I never, ever.
You want everything everywhere all at once.
I always finish it. I wish there was a bigger version of this.
That's
Coke Zero.
Need a tall boy.
My fucking mind.
It's literally
heaven on earth.
It's black magic.
What is it? That's what I don't understand. How could it be everything everywhere all at once?
I know.
It's just like a pill.
You're making me better.
You're making me
We have to edit out so much. We have to edit so much out of this podcast that it's going to be 4 minutes of my buzz.
I'm sorry, Allison.
No.
And do you guys feel hot today?
Oh, God.
I feel hotter than before. You want to make me feel like a beauty queen.
I don't feel hot.
Because you lift me up.
I don't feel hot in this moment, but I think I will. I'm going to the gym after this. I'm doing deadlifts. I mean, pull-ups. Like, let's go get it. Like, let's
you know, I'm a gym rat, too, now. I've been going all the time.
What? Yeah. Wait, can you be my running coach? I have a lot to talk about.
Oh, are you getting into running?
You're
new to the park.
She's a very talented high school runner.
Oh, I didn't know.
And here's the thing about me is I used to be a very talented high school runner. And now my knees and hips hurt, and I have to go to acupuncture for it.
Does acupuncture work?
It works for everything. It is literally.
But Sarah, how many times do you have to go to feel it?
Music is life. Movies is love.
Whenever I go to acupuncture, I'm not yelling at you, but whenever I go to acupuncture, it's like, okay, I feel the same.
Do you like the feeling of when it's happening?
No.
Well, so I think
I like massage. Yeah. I'm like, actually touch me, bitch.
Will it work for emotional pain?
Yes.
Okay, got
what about psychic pain?
Yes.
What about me hating myself even though I shouldn't?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Well, give me. Oh, Lynchy, what are you eating?
Are you mad at me?
Not even close.
Are you mad at you?
No. Couldn't be less mad at any single person.
Are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Because there was something I was doing that was bad.
Am I supposed to say if I feel hot today?
Yes. Of course.
I literally couldn't feel less hot.
You know what? We need a new segment.
I'm feeling poopy today.
You're a really little poopy girl. I was thinking before this, we need a new segment that's like, what do you think about both? Do you support boat?
Yeah,
I need boat.
I don't care about like boats. I don't care about boats.
No,
Botox. Oh, Botox.
I told you I need a full.
No, look at my feet. I look 45. I need boat.
No, wait. Look, do you know why you don't? Because you're moving your eyebrows and I don't see a single line.
Look at this.
Well, now you're lying in my face.
Nope. You guys can't. We can't get Botox because we're expressing ourselves.
Because we're clowns and we're professionals.
I'm more on the page. I'm not on screen.
But what I mean,
you're an actress.
You're an actress. No. What I need, and I'm not kidding, full facial reconstructive surgery as if I've been in a car.
You're so beautiful.
You're so pretty.
And I need.
How'd you get so beautiful? Are your parents hot?
My parents are beautiful. My parents are gorgeous.
New segment. Are your parents hot?
That's a really good segment.
Is your brother hot?
My brother looks exactly like me. So do with that what you know.
What does he do? What does he do?
He's Pink's manager. He's Pink's manager on NFL.
You're just like a pill.
Isn't it making me better?
Okay, well, that's kind of going to be our episode. Check out Sarah Squirm Sherman at the Wilbur in Boston.
And just like, please come to the shows. Don't embarrass me.
Yeah, don't
be rude
in front of my opener,
she's
Jack Benson, who's literally funnier than me. So I'm like,
That can't be true.
He's so funny that I'm like, what am I supposed to go on after this?
I think he's so mean. What does he even talk about?
I don't think he follows me.
Follow Pat. Give us some respect.
I don't think I follow him.
I know we're a bit like loud and animated for your taste.
Do you think anyone understood a word of what we were saying?
No. This is actually going to go down in history as the article that has made the least sense.
Because when I'm around you guys, I literally.
I'm on drugs.
I
think it was fun though.
I had the best time of my life.
I literally didn't say one word. I just elided through my. Is that the word? Elided?
Elided is like to take flight.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, you are
he's
Gene. You are PG.
Or maybe it's the land. It might be the land.
I literally, I just blew through.
Wait, I'm going to be talking about
I just blew chunks this episode. Okay, we're going to find out about Elida first.
My phone won't go.
Look at Mrs. Incorporation.
Sometimes I feel like
I'm so excited that USA Track Champion starts today.
You're so cute for that, Pat.
What's that care about?
Oh, Descendant.
Taylor, are you an expert on Taylor?
Okay, yeah. Actually to land.
That's amazing.
Okay, you guys, we're going to
end. The
you guys, we're going to end on this. Elided actually means to land. I was saying an antonym for it. So
elided.
That is one of the funniest things of all times. Goodbye.
It should mean the opposite. Thank you, guys. Good night.
Thank you, guys. Seriously. If you're boring,